Joyce, Joyce, Griffin, Griffi, and look, one of them has two labels on it. Huh, interesting. 3479, 713, 713-23. Two complaint, abdominal pain. Our patient is a 44-year-old woman. 2 days history of abdominal pain, lower abdomen, started on the right flank, then she started having vomiting and diarrhea, chills and body ache, period. In the paragraph, she has a history of diverticulitis. The pain has now settled in the left lower quadrant, period. Allergy, non-social, she's married, has children. Her husband is a decent mechanic. She doesn't work at this time. Surgery, hysterectomy, appendectomy, cholecystectomy, kidney stone surgery. Medical problems, hypothyroidism. She's on a high dose of levothyroxine, 200 microgram a day. Medication, levothyroxine, 200 microgram a day. Allergen on family history, both positive for breast cancer, colon cancer. Maintenance, she needs a colonoscopy, ASAP, hasn't had one. She needs a mammogram, has a prescription that she's going to go and get the mammogram done. Period. She also hasn't had any blood work recently, needs a TSH, which we'll do today. Period. New paragraph, review of system, as above. She weighs 220 pounds, 97%, 99.3, 16, 111, 150 over 63. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs are clear. Abdomen is soft, but left lower quadrant tenderness. Note that there's no rebound. The the abdomen exam is not consistent with the surgical abdomen. Next number, lower extremity shows a pedal edema. Next number, lungs are clear, skin shows no rash. Assessment number one, left lower quadrant pain, most likely diverticulitis. Next number, history of diverticulosis. Next number, I asked for a patient to go to the hospital to get a CT scan. She declines. Next number, I had this done before without, and I took care of it with antibiotic. Next number, would like to take antibiotics, and I'm going to comply with her wishes, but she promises if she's not better in 4 hours, she will go to the emergency room. Next number, once again, the exam is not consistent with the surgical abdomen at this time. Next number. Oh, by the way, COVID immunization, has never had COVID immunization. Put that in there somewhere. Next number, rocephonigram now. Next number, Zofran 4 milligram now. Next number, Toradol 60 milligram now. Next number, Cipro 500 BID. Next number, Flagyl 500 BID. Next number, patient needs her levothyroxine refilled, but first I'm going to get a TSH. Next number, check CBC and CMP. Next number, she needs a mammogram, which she has an order for. Next number, referred to GI here in town for colonoscopy, ASAP, with family history colon cancer. But, of course, that can't happen until her diverticulitis cools off. Next number, because of her tachycardia, we looked at her heart, which was within normal limits. Next number, because of her dizziness, we looked at her carotid to make sure there's no abnormal blockages and her hemodynamically unstable lesion. None was found. Next number, lower extremity and upper extremity was looked at because of edema and pain. No DVT or PVD was found. Next number, she does have vertigo related to her tachycardia and related to her fever. Next number, thyroid appears to be without any lesions but looks very hypoechoic. Next number, your analysis does show a small amount of blood. Patient status post hysterectomy. Next number, we'll reevaluate blood at the next visit. Next number, history. Kidney stones, cannot rule out kidney stones, but the pain, the consistency, and the exam is more consistent with diverticulitis, and we'll treat both with ciproflagyl and Toradol. Next number, keep the Toradol amount down to avoid papillary necrosis and renal failure. Next number, findings discussed with patient. Next number, patient very intelligent. And she's made the decision regarding no hospitalization and no CT scan, knowing the consequences. But again, she says she will go to the emergency room if she gets worse in the next 4 hours. Thank you. Bye-bye.